Hello, this is Laura Tallis with Catholic Charities. Thank you for joining me for the fourth podcast on workforce development. Joining me again is Nicole Williams, the Program Director of Christopher Place Employment Academy, who will be specifically speaking about those who've been incarcerated and are now returning to the workforce. Earlier, Nicole spoke with me about the general barriers to employment as the introduction to the series. She has over 10 years experience working with clients in workforce development, with much of her time spent working with adolescents. For nearly 3 years now, Nicole has been working with adults at Christopher Place Employment Academy, many of whom also have a criminal history. Thank you, Nicole.
Hi, Laura. Thank you again for allowing me to join you for this podcast.
So my first question is, in terms of someone who has been incarcerated, what particular challenges do you often see with them trying to return to work?
Okay, so today I just want to share some information that a lot of times many of the individuals who's re-entering the workforce from prison, a lot of times when individuals go into prison, they go in as teenagers and they come out as adults. And while they have been in prison, the whole world has continued to move forward where they are pretty much stuck at the stage where they went into prison. So a lot of times in prison, as a prisoner in prison, they learn new behaviors in order to adapt, you know, to their environment. So when they come back out trying to seek employment, some of those new behaviors that they've learned presents a challenge for them. Another challenge is that their temperament tends to change after being in prison for long periods of time. So what we do basically is, you know, just try to help the individuals understand that they're reentering society. You know, they don't have to be so hardened. You know, their temperaments are different. A lot of times the individuals have issues with shame and guilt over their criminal history. They're afraid that they won't be hired by any employers. They feel like a lot of employers don't want to take a risk on them. So they lack the confidence that's needed to go out and secure a job. And that prevents them from even applying for jobs. Another barrier is lack of access to the internet. A lot of individuals re-entering the workforce don't have access to computers. And they're not, if they have access to computers, they're not computer literate. They don't know how to operate the computer. A lot of individuals have fear of the computer. Sometimes they don't want to even touch the computer because they're afraid of it. So that becomes a major barrier to them being able to land a job. Individuals leaving prison many times feel lost. A lot of times they don't have family or support system, any individuals that would basically help them. A lot of times when the gentlemen come from lengthy stints in prison, their primary family members like their moms and dads and aunts and uncles, cousins have passed away. So they come out of prison not having that type of support. So they are dealing with grief and loss as well.
Do these same issues present themselves in someone who has served shorter sentences? And if so, what differences do you see?
There are a lot of similarities as far as the temperament changes, the changes in their demeanor. A lot of people also have issues with just being shameful of the mistakes that they made in fear of not being able to find employment and being accepted in society because of their criminal history. There's another issue that the individuals struggle with that the people come in, they may have made some issues, they may have made some bad choices before they went into prison, or maybe while they were in prison, they joined gangs. A lot of the gentlemen come out, they're afraid of how they look because they may have tattoos. They may have tattoos on their neck, tattoos on their face. tattoos up and down their arms. So, you know, a lot of times they are ashamed about those choices that they made, and they be like, ain't nobody gonna hire me. I have these tattoos on me. Nobody's gonna give me a chance. So they lack they have low self-esteem. Also, a lot of them have substance use history, and they use the drugs as a way to cope. And a lot of them have mental health challenges that haven't been addressed.
Absolutely. And would you say that the length of time served determines how successful someone is in gaining sustainable employment?
Not necessarily. Some people have been very successful in the workforce prior to going to prison or getting involved with drugs. A lot of them are already established in the workforce. A lot of them have careers as plumbers certification. They certified as plumbers, HVAC techs, CDL drivers, automobile mechanics. A lot of them are landscapers by trade, electricians, and things of that nature. Once they come out, an individual can be employed. It doesn't matter how long you've been employed. You know, you just have to apply yourself, you know, and be hungry to learn new things, you know, and don't allow your past to keep you in bondage. You know, you got to be a go-getter. You got to go out here and seek the opportunities. And that's exactly what the reentry program and workforce development do. It helps individuals to get their life back, to get out here and be the change that they want to see, to get out here and get rid of the shame and the guilt. Because through the workforce development program, we partner with employers basically who are aware that these individuals are reentering society from lengthy stints or short stints in prison. So they're willing to give the individuals a second chance.
So how are these individuals being supported in terms of gaining employment after incarceration?
As far as our program specifically, like Christopher's Place Employment Academy is an opportunity for any person coming back, re-entering society. It offers them an opportunity to get employed, to learn some life skills, some job development skills that will help them to be able to obtain employment through also our program and other workforce development programs. We partner with other community-based partners who will provide hard skills training programs for them. Some of those programs are the John Hopkins 89-day on-the-job training program that would allow any individual that's returning, re-entering society to be able to obtain employment in any of the fields of environmental services or housekeeping or dietary. We also have another partner out here called Project Jumpstart that will train the individuals over a 12-week course in the field of construction where they'll be able to go out and get a job as a journeyman in any one of the fields of construction, as well as Civic Works, who also trains, is a 12-week program also that trains people re-entering society in the field of green careers. So also we've linked up with some of the correctional centers throughout Baltimore City, the Maryland Correctional Adjustment Center. They have occupational training also that helps the men while they're inside to give them some occupational skills that they can use once they leave prison in order to obtain a job. Also, the Maryland Correctional Institutions are also helping individuals obtain their GED. I know the Patuxent Institution in Jessup, Maryland, and all of the pre-release units, they also have GED and college courses for people to take while they're incarcerated.
Excellent. And why do some employers want to hire those who have a criminal history?
The employers truly believe in second chances. The employers that we're partnered with through the reentry program in Baltimore City, they believe that these individuals may have made some bad choices at an early age, you know, so they believe in second chances. Like for kids, they go to prison when they're 18 and now they're like 40 years old, you know, they believe that these individuals have changed since the mistake that they made. Some employers want these people to be able to have the opportunity to work again so that they can be able to take care of themselves and family members.
Now that's wonderful. And can you share with us a success story of someone who has gained employment through your program?
Oh, yes. We have a gentleman that was, he fits the criteria what we just spoke about, you know, at a very young age. He made a mistake. He made a bad mistake, and he went to prison for like 22 years. And he left prison and came here, you know, to our program. And he came with some of the barriers that we talked about earlier. He was shameful of his mistake. You know, he didn't want to, he didn't believe that he would be able to gain employment, that nobody would give him a second chance because of his record. And, you know, today he is, he went through the, one of the programs that we partner with, Johns Hopkins, and he did not go through the actual 89-day training program. He got hired directly with Johns Hopkins. And as of this day, he had a lot of success at Johns Hopkins. He also, after being employed with them for like 8 months, they saw a lot of leadership capabilities displayed throughout his work. And they offered him an opportunity to go into their leadership academy where he was trained as a supervisor. And he's a supervisor now, training other individuals how to be a floor tech. And he's been doing that 4 months into his new promotion, which came along with a raise in his salary.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you, Nicole Williams, Program Director at Christopher Place Employment Academy, for speaking about how workforce development plays a role in supporting those who've been incarcerated. And for listeners, I hope you're getting closer to your step goal for the week. If you need more things to listen to while you exercise, check out our other recordings. The other topics are senior care, behavioral and mental health, homelessness and poverty, and trauma. Thank you for listening.